Welcome to More Than Music. My name is Brian. I'm the worship leader over at Waleska First Baptist Church, here connecting songs with scripture and lyrics to your life. Today we're taking a look at 10,000 Reasons, this very famous hymn by Matt Redman. This song was put out in 2011, and Matt Redman has been writing songs and doing ministry since the year I was born in 1993, and is still at it. I often look at things and think, you know, songs like this and others, and think, wow, this song is, you know, 100 years old or, you know, 30 years old or whatever. But when I see somebody who has been active in their career, their ministry, working for the Lord since the year I was born, it really brings it home for me for some reason. Matt Redman is originally from England, which was also surprising to me for some reason or another. I think we Americans often forget that the church is a global thing. Matt Redman has led worship on several continents, and this song has undoubtedly touched lives around the world. Let's take a look at the lyrics and connect song to scripture. Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before. O my soul, I'll worship your holy name. How simple is that? That is so simple. And it's out of Psalm 103. So if you've got your Bible, I'm in the NASB 20, and I'm going to read all of Psalm 103 for you. There's 22 verses. Get ready. This is the Brian dramatized version. Psalm 103 says this. A Psalm of David. Bless the Lord, my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, my soul, and do not forget any of his benefits, who pardons all your guilt, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with favor and compassion, who satisfies your years with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. The Lord performs righteous deeds and judgments for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his deeds to the sons of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in mercy. He will not always contend with us, nor will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor rewarded us according to our guilty deeds. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his mercy towards those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our wrongdoings from us. Just as a father who has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he himself knows our form. He is mindful that we are nothing but dust. As for man, his days are like grass, like a flower of the field, so he flourishes. When the wind has passed over it, it is no more, and its place no longer knows about it. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting for those who fear him, and his justice to the children's children, to those who keep his covenant and remember his precepts so as to do them. The Lord has established his throne in the heavens, and his sovereignty rules over all. Bless the Lord, you his angels, mighty in strength, who perform his word, obeying the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all you his angels, you who serve him, doing his will. Bless the Lord, all you works of his, in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, my soul. Gosh, I got to tell you guys, reading this out loud is just phenomenal. I think we spend a lot of times in our Bibles just reading the Word of God and taking it in. But when you speak it out, oh my gosh, it changes something. It hits. This song is out of Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before. I'll worship your holy name. And he sure does give us a lot of reasons to worship. Notice that this is in the Old Testament. And yet, it's talking about the Lord casting our wrongdoings away from us. He's compassionate, slow to anger. Is this the God you recognize from the Old Testament? It is the Old Testament God. And if you're not aware of this already, God has not changed from old to new. He's still the same God he was. We just get to see him in a new way with Jesus. We're grateful that he has revealed himself to us in the person of Jesus. Verse 1, the sun comes up. It's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. You know, there is something in me. When the sun comes up, I get a rush and I want to attack the day. And it's a pleasure to see the sun rise in the morning. That there's a chance to do this again. I've lived long enough to see several days ruined. Several days that have just turned terrible. I want us to read Job here, Job 1. Job here had a terrible day, and this was right after he had a terrible day. Let me read to you Job chapter 1, verses 20 through 21. Job got up, tore his robe, and shaved his head. Then he fell to the ground and worshipped. He said, "Naked I come from my mother's womb, and naked I shall return there. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes." Guys, do you know what the Lord has done for us? We are the work of his hands. We were created by him for him. So I think it's incredibly vain to wake up, have something bad happen to you on a particular day, and then curse the one who made you for it. That's stupid. You would be a fool for doing that. On a certain level, it doesn't even matter what happens to you in your life. You were created by God for God. So die to yourself, get over it, and praise him anyway. You lay your life down right there and say, "Lord, I don't care how this goes for me. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before, let me be singing your praises when the evening comes." That is worship. I think I'm doing this too early in the morning. It's 4:45 in the morning when I am just a basket case. Moving on. Let's take a look at verse 2. "You're rich in love and you're slow to anger. Your name is great and your heart is kind. For all your goodness, I will keep on singing 10,000 reasons for my heart to find." Let's take a look at that first line. Now, in Psalm 103 that we just read, it did say that the Lord is slow to anger. But I want to show you one other place where God says he is slow to anger. This is in Exodus 34. And I'm going to give you a couple of the verses beforehand, but then we'll get into it. This is 1 through 7. "Now the Lord said to Moses, 'Cut out for yourself two stone tablets like the former ones, and I will write on the tablets the words that were on the former tablets which you smashed. So be ready by morning and come up in the morning to Mount Sinai and present yourself there to me on the top of the mountain. And no one is to come up with you, nor let anyone be seen anywhere on the mountain. Even the flocks and the herds are not to be grazing in front of that mountain.' So he cut out two stone tablets like the former ones, and Moses got up early in the morning and went up to Mount Sinai as the Lord had commanded him, and he took up the two stone tablets in his hands. And the Lord descended in the cloud and stood there with him as he called upon the name of the Lord. And then the Lord passed by in front of him and proclaimed, 'The Lord God, compassionate and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in faithfulness and truth, who keeps faithfulness for thousands, who forgives wrongdoing, violation of his law, and sin. Yet he will by no means leave the guilty unpunished, inflicting the punishment of the fathers on the children and on the grandchildren to the third and fourth generations.'" And so here it is, in the Old Testament, God, the compassionate, merciful, slow to anger, abounding in faithfulness and truth, who remains faithful for thousands, who forgives wrongdoings and violation of his law. Moses knew this better than anybody else right then and there, because he just smashed all of God's commands, and God forgave him, and he put the law back together and handed them back to him again, but not before telling Moses what a wonderful and gracious God he is. Some Old Testament God, you know, I kind of like him. Your name is great and your heart is kind. For all your goodness, I will keep on singing. This line here struck me, and I want to share these two scriptures with you. Psalm 33:5 says this: He loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. Jeremiah 31:14 says this: I will refresh the soul of the priests with abundance, and my people will be satisfied with my goodness, declares the Lord. When I look upon the Lord and see his goodness, it gives me a reason to keep on singing. Verse 3, on that day when my strength is failing, the end draws near and my time has come, still my soul will sing your praise unending, 10,000 years and then forevermore. Psalm 71, 7 through 11 says this: I have become a marvel to many, for you are my strong refuge. My mouth is filled with your praise and with your glory all day long. Do not cast me away at the time of my old age. Do not abandon me, Lord, when my strength fails. And we know from David's story that the Lord did not abandon him. The Lord will not abandon you either when your strength fails, because our God is faithful. One more passage, 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 24 and 25. For all flesh is like grass, and all its glory is like the flower of grass. The grass withers, and the flower falls off. But the word of the Lord endures forever, and this is the word which was preached to you. Brothers and sisters, one of the things I love about this song is that it puts us in our place. This song has nothing to do with you or me. It has everything to do with God and what he deserves from us. He deserves our worship. He deserves our praise. And it doesn't really matter what happens to us. We're going to fade away anyway. So we ought to keep our eyes up, remember the goodness of our Lord, and look forward to the day he comes back. God bless y'all. Have a wonderful week.